The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi. He is going to talk about Palestinian resistance and the brutal attack of Israel on Gaza Strip.
I would like to talk about one of the common questions that I've been getting these days, and that is about the issue of dealing with Israeli products and companies. For example, on the website of the Grand Ayatollah Sistani, in the Arabic version, in Farsi and English, I didn't check the Urdu one, there are these questions, and his responses have been there from many, many years. This is nothing new. Where basically, you know, for example, one question was, and in the English part here it says, I know there is a company which is helping Israel monthly, on a monthly basis. What is the fatwa about working in such a company and purchasing its products? And the answer given there is that it is not permissible to deal with Israeli products and products of companies which are known to be supporting Israel in an effective way. So the mas'ala is nothing new. Sometimes, you know, in the social media, or you see, or new fatwa of Ayatollah Sistani, or Sistani has said this. This has been there for many, many years. There is nothing new. Let me just, you know, emphasize on 2 points here. Number one, if you look at the emphasis that he has in the English version where he says, and this is there also in Arabic also, in an effective way. When I get the question, people already have been getting these in the social media and in emails, a long list of companies and products. Basically, what it means is that everything is haram. And you have to be careful about it. Ayatollah Sistani is emphasizing on the point of where a company is supporting Israel in an effective way, or if I may replace that with actively. What it means is that not that a company which is doing business in Israel, you're not allowed to buy the products of that company. Which major company of the West does not do business in Israel? That even in traveling in planes, Boeing or Airbus will become haram. Not only that, even using the computers by which you send all these lists to people around, using that tool will become haram. So the issue is not whether the company works with Israel or has a branch there. The issue is that, is there a company, can you identify the owner or the company which actively gives donation to the state of Israel? Or for example, you know, promotes the programs of settlers going into occupied land, you know, which are all, you know, even according to international law, they are illegal, what they do. So if you know that there is a company which is actively donating and supporting the state of Israel, then its products will become haram, to deal with it will become haram. You know, not that every company which deals with Israel becomes haram. The second thing is that the marja responds to a question. He doesn't give you the list of companies and products. You know, people take that fatwa on one side and then they add this whole list of products with it as if it is coming from the office of Ayatollah Sistani or other marja. No, that's not the case. It is your duty to go and do the research, and once you find out, and it's not difficult, you know, you can do that. And you know, then you would have to refrain from it. What is the basis, shari'i, religious basis of this fatwa or this kind of fatwa? There is nothing new. This is not a new ijtihad. In the Shi'i fiqh from day one, there is a concept known as i'anatu dhalama. I'anatu dhalama, which means helping the oppressors. This concept has been there in the Shi'i fiqh from the days of the Imams alayhi salam. And they have strongly asked the Shias that you have to refrain from any job or any business dealing where you become the tool of the oppressors. And this is termed as i'anatu dhalama. And so there is a whole discussion about whether you are allowed to work for the government or not. Amal al-Sultan, this is jaiz or haram. And this became a very serious issue when soon during the early era of the Ghibat al-Kubra, when Ali Buya came to power. Ali Buya were the ministers from Ali Buya family, which were Shia. They became powerful in Baghdad, and the Khalifa during those days became like a puppet. And some of our Shia ulama were kind of cooperating with Ali Buya, you know, government. And so this question came up. And this is the days of Sayyid Murtaza, brother of Sayyid Razi, who compiled Nahjul Balagha. And Sayyid Murtaza was a prominent mujtahid of the time. He ended up writing a risala, extensive, you know, article, essay on this issue. Where it is allowed, where it is not allowed. What are the conditions where you can work with a, you know, a government which is not legitimate from the Shari'i point of view? Where you have to refrain? So this is not something which is new. This has been there. And so any trade or business or profession that involves i'anatu dhalama, helping the oppressor, is forbidden and considered to be one of the major sins. One way where we identify a major sin is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran relates the sin to the fire of Jahannam. And when it comes to i'anatu dhalama, there is an ayat from Surah Hud, Surah number 11, ayat 113, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَرْكُنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Do not be inclined towards those who are unjust. Remember the word of choice, you know, the choice of words here by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَرْكُنُوا, you know, rukun here. Do not be inclined towards those who are unjust. Otherwise, what will happen? لَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. You know, the fire will hold you, get you, touch you. So the issue of fire is being related to this issue of being inclined towards those who are zalimeen and unjust. And so we have this ayat of Quran, and based on that, you know, we have this concept of the hurmat of i'anatu dhalama. You cannot cooperate and support those who are obviously the unjust ones. Of course, there is a, you know, very extensive jurisprudential discussion about it. What are the cases where it's allowed? The examples we have even from the days of the Imams, where they would allow some of their companions to work with the government, and some they would refuse. They would say, you are not capable of handling this situation. And so this is where we are to realize that, you know, this is nothing new. And so when you hear this kind of fatwa, basically it's saying that dealing with any company that effectively supports Israel, you know, by dedicating, for example, a percentage of its profit to the state of Israel, or supporting its illegal settlements in the occupied territory, is definitely and absolutely haram.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.